Everyone has their own preferred mode of transportation, and the answer can reveal a lot about what our characteristics are. Are you a commuter, a biker, a driver, or a walker? I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. I'm ready to love, make it my hedge. Can we stay together? Can we stay together? I'm a fool to love for you. 내 맘에 네 곁에 forever. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. We started off with 17's Ready to Love. Happy Hump Day. It's Wednesday. It's July 21st, 2021. Thanks for making us a part of your Wednesday. All right. So, you guys, I arrived at KBS today, right? And I drive. I live about, with no traffic, 30 minutes from here, I would say about maybe 20 minutes outside of Seoul. So I arrived in my car and I saw a coworker from afar who got here by bike. And that kind of got me thinking. I wanted to ask you guys, how do you guys prefer to get to your office or maybe even to your school, wherever it is that you go on a regular basis? Some people prefer to bike, right? Others prefer taking the bus maybe or subway. Some even prefer walking if you live close enough. And that would mean that they place high value in the proximity of their home to their workplace or school when choosing a house. What about traveling? Now, you, I'm sure, read some articles, as I have, about the really rich people. They don't take planes. They take trains. This is a little bit more Europe-sensitive, I think, because Europe is very well connected by train. But apparently, people like to ride the train because, number one, it's a lot more better for the environment. But also, number two, rich people have that kind of time, right? The time is money. It's the most valuable thing we have. So average Joes and Janes like me, I'd rather pay a little bit more because time, I can't waste it. I can only get so much time off. But these really rich people, they have time. That's like the ultimate currency, right? So for traveling, maybe you like airplanes or trains. Maybe you like road trips. You like driving in your own car with the AC on, get to pick your music playlist. Some people prefer backpacking, kind of roughing it a little bit, right? Every different type of transportation has its ups and downs. For example, taking public transportation, that could involve more stairs, especially in the case of subways, right? And that means you get a little bit sweatier, especially in the summer. But the very important pro is that it's cheap and it's environmentally friendly and it's a little bit less sensitive to Seoul traffic. Car rides are pricier. Sometimes you get stuck in traffic jams, but you can control the AC. You can talk on your phone. You can sing out loud to your favorite K-pop song. No one notices, right? Or listen to your favorite radio show called K-Pop Connection. For me, I do drive because I don't really have a choice. Sometimes that's like the most efficient mode of transportation. But if things are within about 30 minutes and I have the time to, I actually really like walking. So whenever I have enough time in the mornings, I usually walk to my Pilates class. I like to walk to take my sons to their respective institutions, right? I try to walk a little bit more because I feel like that's free exercise and it's just better for the environment. As I mentioned, one of the greatest things about commuting by car, though, is I get to listen to great music that I get to choose. So I know you didn't choose this per se, but I'm choosing it for you. I hope you guys enjoy it. Sean with 닫힌 ending, closed ending. That was 닫힌 ending, closed ending by Sean. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection. We are broadcasting to you from Seoul of South Korea, all the latest and greatest from K-Pop. We air 8 to 9 p.m. Korea Standard Time. That is through many, many different ways. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kung app, and of course, podcasts through whatever podcast app. I will say, our podcast version doesn't include the full versions of the music, unfortunately, but you get to still enjoy the chit-chat and still get introduced to some new music a little bit in little snips and cuts there. But leave us a rating on the podcast. I always get a little shy asking stuff like this, but it really helps our show out. So if you have a moment, you do like our podcast, then go ahead and give us that rating because it really, really expands our network. For more info, go to our site, world.kbs.co.kr, and you can also follow us on the gram at KBS K-pop. Here's a little bit of Baekhyun for ya. 놀이공원, amusement park. Following that, we have 우주소녀 The Black, or WJSN The Black, with their song, Easy. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. Mac and cheese. We've talked about this a few times on our show. It's cheesy. It's creamy, it's buttery, it is the ultimate comfort food for many people, especially in Western countries. And one more thing though, it's not just a comfort food, it's now an ice cream flavor. So you may be thinking, what? Why? Why would you take something beautiful like mac and cheese and twist it into something like this? Well, you're not the only one who thinks it's weird. A comedian named Josh Prey said, "We are living in the last days. Is this a terrible idea? Absolutely. Should this have been made? Gosh, no. This comes from the mind of a first grader." But are we all children at heart? This is a limited edition flavor created in celebration of the U.S.'s National Mac and Cheese Day. This was put into place by a mac and cheese company, not surprised, and a New York's famous ice cream chain. So they collaborated, and this flavor hit stores last week. And it's been hot, right? Especially in the U.S., really, really, really hot. Lots of talk about you can, like, cook steaks on sidewalks and whatnot, right? So a lot of people may think, hey, a cold and cheesy treat. Nice. Well, it's been sold out ever since. The ice cream flavor is gluten-free, carries a very yellow-orange color, and it's sold for $12 a pint alongside its other flavors, before the site, of course, crashed because so many people tried to buy it. Many say it tastes a little bit funky. It's a little salty, a little sweet, and definitely cheesy. But altogether, people have been saying it's a lot better than we may think. But despite numerous good reviews, I don't know, much of the internet? Not so convinced. Yeah, I'm not really convinced either. You know what would be the ultimate, though? If they had chunks of real mac and cheese in the ice cream. Like, how gross would that be? Although the pasta, I guess if you had frozen it, it would lose the pasta texture, right? It'd be different. It'd be harder. If there was a way to sort of maintain the pasta texture and it had real chunks of mac and cheese, what do you think? It would add to it or take away? Honestly, if you answer takeaway, there's really not much to take away from. I mean, I think this idea is pretty funky, for lack of a better word, to begin with. But hey, don't knock until you try it, right? I'm up to try it. If somebody can get a hold of it for me, I'm definitely willing to give it a bite. We shall see. I'll be the judge after that. All right, let's listen to the boys with The Stealer. Then we have Aespa, Next Level. Thank you.
level. Yeah. 미소 같은 나를 느껴 next level. Check it out, check it out, check it out.
Requests and responses. We love hearing from you guys, and so that's what this segment is for. You guys send in whatever message you want to share, topped off with a song request, and we try to play those for you. At the end of the segment, we even pick out two people to give out prizes to. So if you want to participate, obviously, it's a little bit late for today. But for next week, Wednesday's requests and responses, then just go ahead to our Gram account at KBS K-pop. Look for the most recent requests and responses post and just leave your comments there with your messages and song requests. Easy peasy, right? All right. First one. Neith's Bot. Hey, DJ Angie. It's my sister's birthday on July 20th, and I wanted to send my birthday wishes through this show. I know she will hear this a day later, but I just wanted her to know I love her a lot. I wish her the happiest things in life. I love you, my little sister. Also, could I request The Rose's Black Rose, because she loves the rose. Thank you so much. Much love to you, DJ Angie. Stay safe. Stay happy, everyone. Oh, we're a day late, but happy birthday. Birthday to Neith's Bot's sister. Sounds like it's the younger sister. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from K-Pop Connection. Happy birthday to you. Aw, good music taste. I love the rose. With that said, unfortunately, KBS's music system does not have Black Rose in it. So I hope you don't mind. We did change it a little bit. We're going to play for you Red.
Stay 작은 불빛 날 끌어당기는
That was The Rose singing Red. We're back on our requests and responses segment here. Another message from Shamim DXer 2020. Let's go ahead with this request or message. Eid al-Adha, greetings from India. Please play the song The Juice by Sam Kim for all the KBS World Radio listeners. Thank you. Ooh, we have a Sam Kim fan. Yes, I would like to believe that you got introduced more in depth to that song and Sam Kim through our interview that we had with him a few weeks back. So if you haven't caught it yet, look for, I don't remember the exact date, to be honest. It was a Tuesday edition a few weeks back. Couldn't have been more than a month ago. So anyway, Bangtan 618. Ooh, it looks like it's a Bangtan or BTS fan. Bangtan 618 said, ah, BTS boy with love. I love this song and I love you. Aww. I don't know why that meant more coming in that one sentence. It was just a lot of love. I loved it. Thank you. I do love Boy with Love from BTS as well. The Korean title, 작은 것들을, did I say that weird? 작은 것들을 위한 시, featuring Halsey, right? Yeah, that's got to be in my top, it used to be top three. I think I'm going to say top five now, BTS songs, because they've released a lot of new stuff since, right? Okay, here we go. First up, Sam Kim, The Juice. Following that, BTS featuring Halsey. Don't mess it up, Angie. Don't mess it up, Angie. 작은 것들을 위한 시, Boy with Love.
Oh, I just had it. I just got it, man. I just had it. Damn. Huh. 내가 좀 변했대.
In a moment, love.
Those are a couple more tracks requested by our listeners. Shout out to Shamim DXer 2020 and, of course, Bangtan 618 for those requests. All right, a couple more, and then we're going to wrap things up here. Let's see. This one is from Portrait Y. I want to hear Song Sikyung's song. And we go. Are you a Song Sikyung fan? I love Song Sikyung, but for some reason we don't get that many Song Sikyung requests. No offense to Song Sikyung, he's a great musician, but yeah, it does tend to be a little bit more idol-oriented around here, right? So Oh, man, but his stuff is good. Great request. And We Go is coming up. Last request for this week. Haru Yukio 7. Hello, Angie. I hope you're fine. I would like to listen to Stars Over Me by Pol 4. Thank you. Oh, good songs. You guys have such great requests every week. On point. Honestly, you should come up with the playlists for our show. You guys have really great musical taste. All right, let's start off with 성시경. And We Go. Then following that, we have 볼 빨간 사춘기, 볼 4 with 별 보러 갈래, Stars Over Me.
I love you the way you smile. It makes my world.
Stars Over Me.
That was 볼 빨간 사춘기, 볼 4 with 별 보러 갈래, Stars Over Me. Before that, we had 성시경 and We Go. Time to announce our winners for requests and responses this week. Thank you to everyone who wrote in, but the prizes will be going to 방탄618 and Portrait Y. Congratulations. Please email us your name and mailing address to kpop@kbs.co.kr and we'll send out your prize. How about a little bit of Stacy up next? Here's ASAP. That was Stacy with ASAP. Anytime you guys want to get your requests in, that is what that segment was for, requests and responses. Once again, super easy to participate. Just go to our Gram account at KBS K-pop. Look for the most recent request and responses post, and you can go ahead and leave your comments up there and make your musical preferences known to us. All right. All right. Well, it is hump day. Oh, man. It's been really hot this week in Korea, you guys. I don't know if you heard other broadcasts talk about this, but we've been having funky weather. The other day, we had lightning, no rain, no thunder, just lightning, almost clear skies even. It was the craziest thing. Rain did come a little bit later, like maybe an hour or two later, but it was just sort of bizarre to me to experience just, I don't know, it was almost like mythical and poetic even. Lightning, but clear skies, no rain, right? Anyway, we're back to super, super hot weather. So everyone stay hydrated, stay healthy. Really, that is all that matters. Health is wealth. And mental health is important too. So we're going to sign off with a song by Day 6. Hopefully this will boost your spirits. You Make Me is the title of our last track. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.